It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, August 8th. I'm Jay Gabler.
Hey, it's Jade, wishing you and Jay a very happy 14th anniversary of Dave Matthews Band's tour bus dumping loads of human waste onto a tour boat floating down the Chicago River.
Truly an epic anniversary.
Also, I'll help you reminisce about a 90s act that's performing its first show in 5 years in the U.S.
And I will tell you what's in John Prine's bag. You didn't think you wanted to know, but you do. First, a few of today's music news headlines. It's taken a while for streaming to start really paying off, but it's starting to pay big bucks. Music Business Worldwide crunched some numbers and discovered that if you look at the two biggest label groups, Sony and Universal, together right now, they are making over $1 million an hour.
That's bonkers, Jay. And we just learned yesterday that artists are only seeing 12% of that pie.
Right. So those figures were regarding the total music industry. They see 12% of total music industry revenue. We don't really even know exactly what percentage of that payout to labels goes to artists, which is something that artists have been saying. You know, there needs to be more transparency around how labels compute what artists get paid out of what they get paid by the streaming services. All four suspects in the June 18th killing of rapper XXXTentacion are now in custody. They are awaiting trial for first-degree murder and armed robbery. This is in Florida. Three were previously apprehended. The fourth suspect just surrendered to police on Tuesday night. He was a controversial but extremely popular rapper, and it was revealed after his death that he had just signed a $10 million record deal. Wolf Alice, one of Britain's hottest new bands, are getting ready to wrap up a wildly successful album cycle behind their sophomore release, Visions of a Life. Came out last year. They've been touring. They're going to be wrapping up their touring in October. Quote, "We're definitely going to say goodbye for a while, and we need to have some kind of party," end quote, says frontwoman Ellie Rousel. And meanwhile, they can wait and see if they can celebrate winning the Mercury Prize on September 20th. They're on the short list with Visions of a Life.
Win the Mercury Prize and have a big old party. Heck yeah. All right, Jay, so I'm a 90s kid, and my friends and I used to do this thing where we would get together and only do this. Pop in a CD and just sit around, feel the vibes. We weren't allowed to talk. We could eat, but we were just listening to the music. And this is, we're youngsters, so there's like no altered state, but we just toss in the album and we just jam out. And I specifically remember that fateful evening in 1993 in Katie's parents' living room when I busted out Mazzy Star's So Tonight That I Might See, starting off, not the very beginning, but with Fade Into You, because I knew what was up. So flash forward to today, I'm having some serious, serious youthful pangs because I heard that Mazzy Star is playing this year's Tropicalia Music Festival. And I should note, this isn't just a music fest. This is also a taco fest, which is like two of my favorite things in one spot.
I'm a little older than you. So I was in college when Mazzy Star first hit. And I remember if you heard Mazzy Star playing from behind someone's dorm room door, you didn't knock because either they were in their feelings or they were in their bed, probably with someone else.
Yeah, exactly. It is definitely one of those albums where you're feeling a vibe. But this is news because those shows in California, November 3rd and 4th, are going to be the group's first U.S. performance in 5 years. Their last live show in America was back in 2013. So this is a huge festival. I mean, it's Morrissey, Cardi B, Mac DeMarco. There's a huge lineup of artists. But this is Mazzy Star back touring, first time in 5 years. And I should note, the first tour since the death of their drummer, Keith Mitchell, in 2017. But they put out this EP called Still back in June, and we've been enjoying some of that. So I think it'll be nice to see them on stage. And I imagine everyone in the audience will just have their eyes closed and just like gently swaying.
Very quietly eating tacos.
Thank you.
Okay, so I love this story. This is not necessarily earth-shaking music news, but it's just so funny to me and to a lot of music fans. So, you know, style magazines will do these like features like, what's in your bag?
Oh, yes, I'm obsessed with that.
Read Aura, pour out your bag. What do you have in there? So the New York Times has this feature, Carry On, where they talk to various celebrities or quasi-celebrities about what they can't live without when they travel. And for some reason, they decide to call up John Prine.
Why not? He travels a lot. He's on tour almost constantly.
Absolutely. Despite being a very veteran, you know, legendary singer-songwriter, as you say, he's on the road all the time. So if you're John Prine, what do you have to have with you when you are touring? He tells the Times he makes sure to have the latest Archie comic. He says...
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just really adorable. Okay.
I know, right? Exactly. Yeah. That's why this is such a great story. He says he still subscribes, by the way, as Johnny Prine.
Well, you don't want to let them think that it's you. It's Johnny Prine, not John Prine, obviously.
I hadn't thought about that angle, that maybe Archie would come knocking looking for an autograph. Anyway, also, he has a toy motorcycle he carries with him for good luck. 5 pairs of reading glasses in case he loses 1 or 2 or 3 or 4.
I feel like I'm learning so much about John Prine right now.
And here's the best part. He brings his own emergency condiments. He tells the Times, quote, I take my own syrup, ketchup, and mustard just in case of emergencies in my suitcase. Whatever I can steal from the hotels, it's usually Heinz ketchup and they give you a weird mustard. That's just for hot dogs. I don't use mustard for anything else.
What? How many hot dogs is this man eating?
Probably quite a few. I mean, he's a hot dog fan. I feel like John Prine, among well-known musicians, is one of the better-known hot dog aficionados. He often mentions hot dogs in his lyrics, sometimes as a euphemism, sometimes just he's singing about hot dogs. This is a man who takes his hot dogs seriously and wants to make sure he has the proper condiments when a hot dog comes his way. Here's Illegal Smile, the last song on John Prine's first album, one of his best-known shout-outs to the hot dog.
Would you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun.
So Ireland just won the silver medal in the Women's World Cup of field hockey.
Yay.
Doesn't necessarily seem like a huge deal national celebration, but Ireland historically has not been the most competitive in field sports like field hockey. So they got really excited about this performance. They had a big rally in Dublin, and the team themselves led this huge crowd in a sing-along to what song would you sing to celebrate a field hockey victory in August?
We Are the Champions.
No. I mean, I'm not saying that's wrong, but that's not what they chose. They thought it feels like Christmas. And so they sang Mariah Carey's classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You. We still might not be talking about this if it hadn't caught the attention of me. I am Mariah. Mariah Carey herself.
You know she's got those Google alerts set up, Jay. It's immediate.
She saw the clip and tweeted it out saying, in all caps, that is amazing. And I think my favorite part of this whole story is the emoji that Mariah Carey chose to append to this message. Santa, Santa, butterfly, 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 because personal brand.
Yeah, obviously.
And then Ireland flag, Ireland flag. There are many emoji in the world for all of us to celebrate. Amazing moments. Congratulations to the Ireland Women's World Cup field hockey team. That's today's music news, believe it or not. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.